on the 4th of July and other patriotic holidays. Now the flag goes up every morning and comes down each night. Cal's mom, Mrs. McKnight, is pruning her roses in their front yard while she hums a song. I listen close, but I don't know the tune. Maybe it's an old Irish song. Cal says his mom's family passed them down like an old quilt. As usual, Mrs. McKnight wears a floral apron tied around her waist. She's the only one in Cal's family who isn't redheaded. Right now, her black hair blows wildly in the breeze. It makes me think how Mom puts so much hairspray on hers it defies any panhandle wind and teases it so high it could hide a frisbee. Mom claims big hair helps her hit the high notes.
Toby's descriptions of people and places include some really great details. I love it when he says his mom's hair is teased so high it could hide a frisbee. And he says she claims that her big hair helps her hit the high notes. I can picture her with one of those tall beehive hairdos belting out a country love song. That comment about the panhandle wind lost me for a second. I assume that means that Antler is located in the Texas Panhandle, that square section near Oklahoma. If I remember, it's pretty flat and windy there. And since Toby jokes that his mom uses enough hairspray to stand up to any panhandle wind, it must mean that panhandle winds are strong, and that his mom uses a lot of hairspray. Let's continue reading where we left off. We're in the middle of page 19, where it says, Mrs. McKnight waves.
Mrs. McKnight waves, and I wave back. Any word from your mom? Not yet. I wish everyone would stop asking me about Mom. She only left a few days ago, and the contest isn't until next Thursday. After Thursday, they'll ask, how did she do? At least that fat guy replaced Mom as the juiciest news in town. At home, Mozart plays from the stereo while Dad stands at the sink, slicing bell peppers. He's wearing his post office uniform with his black Bic pens neatly lined up in his shirt pocket. His head is bent,